Checking in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the Board of License Commissioners meeting of July 20th. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing great in this soggy month of July so far. We're all hoping for a better weather ahead, but in the meantime, life goes on, right?
Absolutely. At least it's not raining today. Well, yet. I hear we're going to get some boomers this afternoon.
That's right. And fortunately, for the board, they're still meeting remotely, so weather is not a factor.
That's true.
Yeah. That's going to continue probably for the foreseeable future, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would say until September.
Right, and then we'll, you know, reassess, as they say.
Absolutely.
Schools are back in session, yeah. Pretty light agenda, looks like, this week.
Yeah. It's summer. Summer's in full swing, so not too much going on. We did have agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Sons of Italy at 120 Quarry Street for extension of premise of their all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for their front lawn for their annual cookout on August 14, 2021. From noon until 8 p.m. Marie Lumagini was there to speak on behalf of the Sons of Italy. And they always do such a great job there. We're, you know, always in full support for the Sons of Italy. They expect 40 to 60 people for their event, and it'll be a cookout for members and their families.
Speaking of nice weather, I'm sure they're hoping for nice weather that day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No rain date here. So hopefully they'll be able to have their cookout. Hopefully August will turn around here.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that went through 5-0 vote.
Okay. So you had a full board, obviously.
Well, we did have Lieutenant Tarowski sitting in for the chief of police.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah. And next was agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the residents at Roosevelt LLC for a lodging home license at the premise located at 293 Fayette Street due to a change of ownership. Dan Botwinick has recently bought residence at Roosevelt LLC, which is a lodging home with 16 rooms, and plans on keeping it such for now. And Dan was unable to get on to the call due to some technical difficulties, and we spoke to him shortly thereafter. We did grant him his license due to the fact that the paperwork was all in order. The inspections were done by all the departments, fire, inspectional services, and the health department. So we went ahead and made a motion and passed that 5-0.
Okay, very good.
And next was agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Angelina's Pizza for a wine and beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 1437 Hancock Street. Proposed manager Annie Bercacci and Rabbi Bercacci, and they're open now from 10 to midnight, Monday through Sunday. They are going to have beer and wine from 2 to midnight, not for their lunch crowd, but for after that. Excuse me. Annie Bercacci did speak with us. She was on the call and said that they were going to keep everything business as usual, but just add the option of having beer or wine there with your pizza. And they do have an extensive menu. They have been there for years, and they do have no prior incidences at that location. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, very good. They are right smack dab in the middle of all the activity of the redevelopment going on there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're actually going to be building on, I guess, a couple of floors on top of that building as well. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of Arthur's Auto Repair for a garage repair license for the premise located at 4248 Federal Ave, also known as 17 Goddard Street. Proposed manager, Nicholas James Stragis. Proposed hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. In my notes here, the business is also subject to the provisions of the ZBA 20-77, which includes hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., no Sundays, and they can't work on more than 3 vehicles at a time. We did speak to the new owner there. They are doing just that. They're following the ZBA's recommendations and sprucing up the property a little bit, painting and things like that, and making some nice new operations there, and aesthetically making it look better.
Okay, nice for the neighbors. Very good.
Yes, so that went through 5-0 as well.
Very good.
And our next hearing will be on August 17th.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be a few weeks now. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you hearing from the outdoor dining folks, Nicole? Is everything kind of working well for them?
It is. However, the weather isn't really cooperating. So, yeah. So, I mean, they're established, which is a great thing. But, you know, and hopefully, like I said, August will turn around for everybody. And maybe we'll have an extended summer, maybe into September and October.
Yeah. Well, typically September can be a beautiful month, sure. Now, do they have to have a request for outdoor dining if they don't already have that permit? Or is it just kind of automatic?
Nope, they do have to put in the request under the temporary extension of premise through the city's portal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice and easy and approved by a few departments, the city clerk's department, traffic alarm, park and lighting, inspectional services, health department, and fire.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
And it's an easy process. It's all online, and we can get that, you know, out to them quickly. Just need them to certainly apply.
Okay, great. Now on to switch on to your city clerk hat, if you could, and provide us a little update on this year's city elections.
Yes, so we're gearing up for the preliminary election, which will take place on September 14th. We have 8 candidates that have taken out papers for a citywide school committee race. So therefore, we will anticipate that that's the case. As of right now, only 5 of the candidates of the 8 have returned their papers. They have till next Tuesday, the 27th at 5 p.m. So we do anticipate a citywide preliminary, and we will get going as soon as that threshold is expired. We'll move forward letting our polling places know, and gearing up for citywide.
Sure, and you'll have to start to get your election workers put together.
That's right. Right. That's yeah. Right. Yeah. So we'll send out the postcards to our election workers. We'll send letters to all of our polling places, letting them know that we'll be there on the 14th. And you know, it's a good run up to the November final election. So. Yeah. You know, if anybody has any questions, they can certainly call the election department as you know, we will be having early voting and by mail voting coming up. They're actually taking it up today. So we anticipate that passing for an extension of the mail-in voting and the early voting. We are waiting for the parameters of the extension. So once we get those, we'll let people know as soon as possible through social media, through our website here in the city. We'll let you know. We'll talk with the Quincy Sun and the Patriot Ledger so that everybody can be as informed as they can be. But we're still waiting for the particulars on, you know, whether we have it just here at the office or whether we go out into the community.
Okay. For mail-in, do you know, will folks have to request a ballot by mail or will it be?
I assume so.
Yeah.
You know, the Secretary of State has done a mailing in the past.
Right.
I'm not sure if they anticipate on doing that this time.
Okay.
So, you know, we are just waiting for some more information. And once we get it, we'll be sure to pass it on.
Okay. Do you anticipate any changes in the polling locations?
Not for this election. You know, we're certainly waiting and anticipating the numbers from the federal census. And once we get those, we have to do our reprecincting, which we've been working on. And we will probably anticipate some changes for 2022.
For the statewide election, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So stay tuned, as they say.
Yeah, yes, our city is growing. And so for that, we may even anticipate putting in 5 new precincts.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we got our work cut out.
Yeah.
For us, but
still 6 wards, though, do you think?
6 yeah. wards, okay. 6 precincts.
Okay. Stay tuned. That's interesting. Yeah, That's big news. I've worked in the city over 30 plus years and that has never happened. So, wow.
Yep. It all depends on the federal numbers.
Right.
So we should get those mid-August.
Okay, great. Maybe by the next time we talk on the 18th, we'll know.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Nikki. Great to see you.
Okay. Good to see you too, Joe.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.